Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Wow. So Anthony Fauci, the top doc on masks. I mean, how many times have we had that debate? Mask on, mask off. And I've even had many comments from many of you who weren't wearing masks and decided you needed to because of something that happened in families. And that is certainly a kind of about face for Anthony Fauci. And a lot of people are talking about it because we're still in the middle of that debate as we are not completely through this pandemic at this point. Right? Personal freedoms, personal choice. We keep hearing this over and over again. Mass burning in Idaho, a huge bike rally in Florida. So does that mean they should feel comfortable not wearing masks? Ay, ay, ay. What do you think of what Fauci just said? You can flip me your thoughts at Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. We always have that unofficial mask on, mask off poll that's been going on for a very, very long time. How's it shaking out there in the world and out there in these United States? Yeah, I said United. It's kind of like the divided states, but we're patching it up here and there. That's a good thing to see. I think more communities have drawn closer because of the pandemic. It'll be interesting to also watch when things open up a little bit more what that's like. I noticed my community, which I think is a good community, and people reach out and help each other anyway. I noticed it to a much different level. So what does it mean when we come through the tunnel, bask in the light, and get to the other side? It means that we can sit in a restaurant again next to people, right? We can hug people. Raise your hand if you miss hugging. Even the most stoic of peeps that I know want a hug. So that tells you something, if they want a hug. Will we become a huggy society as a result of that? I don't know if it'll go that far, but I think things will lighten up. All right, speaking of COVID-19, John's Hopkins University releases the numbers, of course, that we talk about on this show, and the numbers are still high. You know, we're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about, first of all, that we've seen some of the hospitalizations that have gone down since the vaccine has been rolled out. And with the vaccine rolled out, 61.1 million have been vaccinated. The number of people who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, that covers 50.2% of the prioritized population, 18.4% of the total population if you broke it down that way. And there's big vaccine rollouts happening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, all over the country. There's still concerns over variants, but now there's three different options. So that's, of course, a very, very big deal. The overall number of those that have died, 527,000 people have died in the United States because of COVID-19. That's out of 29.2 million cases worldwide. Deaths, 2.6 million. In China, they're already talking about the fact that they've developed a passport for the vaccine so that the people in China who are vaccinated can travel. This has been tossed about in the United States and also in the UK. and in the EU and other places about having this kind of a passport. It would be a digital thing that you would show, and that would be that extra layer of comfort for those that are crossing different borders. And speaking of crossing borders and finish lines, $1.9 trillion, that, of course, is the coronavirus relief bill, the third round of the relief bill offers a few different things, including much more significant cash to parents. What's interesting is Donald Trump's name was on the stimulus payments. Biden is not putting his name on the stimulus payments. It does have to be rectified with Congress. It's expected that that all goes through. Boom, Wednesday is the day, and they'll pass it, and they'll send it to Biden to sign, and there is a big victory for the Democrats who were pushing hard for this, did not get the Republican support, but the push was on to make it happen, and sure enough, it did. Republicans are using the same argument against the bill, saying it's unconnected to the COVID crisis. So House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney said, we could have had a bill that was a fraction of the cost of this one. It could have gotten bipartisan approval and support. We know for sure that it includes provisions that are not targeted. They're not temporary. They're not related to COVID. And it didn't have to be this way. But it is. And that's what's going to happen. So it'll narrowly be able to do that with the Democratic majorities. And it means if you're getting unemployment benefits, you'll still get you'll get a $300 per week level instead of increasing them to $400 per week that was initially proposed by Biden. A $15 minimum wage was also struck from that bill, but there will be a child tax credit, and the $1,400 sticks there, etc. And there's going to be a primetime speech for Biden on Thursday to mark the first anniversary of our nation plunging into widespread shutdowns to combat the coronavirus pandemic, which has decimated the economy, and it has killed so many Americans, as I mentioned that number. The economy, though, starting to show some signs of bouncing back, rebounding, but millions are still unemployed, and, of course, the poorest in the country have been hit the hardest because of the pandemic, and that's if you look at the jobs and the markets that really cratered, and those markets that cratered were the markets that so many of the people that found themselves squeezed were in, restaurants, hospitality workers of all sorts, because so many things just completely shut down, and now they're slowly opening, so there, I would assume, are going to be more hirings that will happen for the businesses that are able to, were able to get through and are now kind of ramping up their business. Hey, coming up, we've got the numbers, and what does that mean? We can count. I say you look around in the world, and I just gave you a bunch of numbers. It happens every day. Sometimes the numbers are ugly, sometimes they're good, but behind everything that I see a number, and we have a lot of them flying around us. Ones that you're going to want to know about. That's coming up. We can count.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Chauvin, who is the former Minneapolis police officer, who is on trial facing second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last May. Who didn't see that video? Prosecutors contend that Floyd was killed by Chauvin's knee pressed against his neck for more than 9 minutes while he was handcuffed and pinned to the pavement. Like I said, who hasn't seen that video, making it very tough to select impartial jurors. So far, three, though, have been seated. Several were struck down by the state and the defense. Prospective jurors range from eager to fearful, concerns about their safety and safety of their family. And from what I understand from my pals in and around Minneapolis and at the mothership here for this show, a lot of police stations are really kind of, barricaded off, if you will, for fear of what will happen once the opening statements happen, which is on March 29th. So there you go. The first juror was seated Tuesday morning. The man is a chemist. He said he was an advocate of community policing. He believes all lives matter equally. He said he has not seen the video of Floyd's death. I think it's so hard to have not seen that. The second, in the afternoon, the woman said her uncle's a police officer. She watched the video of the death once. She said she was super excited to be called for jury duty. The third told the court he was friends with a Minneapolis police officer but had a negative perception of the Blue Lives Matter movement. An appeals court has yet to weigh in on whether jury selection should pause while the defense asked the state Supreme Court to review a third-degree murder charge. Jury selection has been delayed Monday due to a debate over that. So Derek Chauvin has been in court beside his attorney writing notes on a legal pad, and this is a very, very big trial, needless to say. That may be an understatement, but what will happen and what will be felt as a result of once this gets underway is going to be something to watch. I'm going to put it on par with what happened after the O.J. Simpson trial in a much different way. All right, numbers, two dogs and a bite. That's not good, especially when it's the first family. Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed that Biden's family dogs, Major and Champ, have been banished from the White House for a sort of doggy time out in Delaware after Major caused minor damage to someone he didn't know. So what do you expect? The two dogs are in new digs. They've got all kinds of people probably petting them, coming up to them, and they're not used to it. Am I making excuses for dogs? It scares me to death sometimes to see at the dog park what happens, so I understand. And especially at the White House, you cannot have that. Can't have that. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a plan to use $65 million in federal COVID-19 funds to help taxi drivers who are already hurting but are in worse shape after the pandemic. If you've ever ridden in a taxi in New York, it's like a wild ride, and you're not sure how, but you get out on the other side. But here's the thing. These taxi drivers, I've had many conversations, of course I have, with them, and you wouldn't believe what it costs to get that medallion and to be a driver, and especially of the competition of Uber and Lyft and everything else. So they pay a fortune to have the right to drive the cabs, and then you get the pandemic. And already there were some problems because of the competition, and then you have that on top of it. Ooh, I think that's smart. I don't know that I would agree with much that Bill de Blasio has to say. In this case, this new taxi medallion owner driver relief program, I'm going to say I agree with it, because I've heard from other people that in Manhattan it's like a ghost town. So you got two things. You got the pandemic, ghost town, because so many people left, and now you got to feed family. You are driving a cab. This hurts my heart. Two giraffes died after firefighters battled a fire at a zoo in Northern Virginia. It was a two-story barn at the zoo Fari that caught a fire on Monday afternoon. They said no other animals were injured, so that's the good news, but they couldn't get out. The giraffes were stuck. And I've learned to have this great affinity for giraffes. There's a refuge called Fossil Rim. If you are ever in the great state of Texas, put it on your list. Glen Rose, Texas, you go there. And I have never seen anything like it. It's amazing what they do. And there are giraffes there. And if you're lucky and it's sort of timed right, because there's no set up and there's no way to force it and lots of people go through, the giraffes will come up to your car. And it's happened a couple of times with me, and every single time they're such gentle animals, and just the way they walk and move, I can only imagine what it would be like to see them somewhere in their natural environment. But this is pretty close the way they've created it. All right, more numbers for you. So it's been a year, with this pandemic. And more than a year after the start of the pandemic, freelance workers in the UK's highly successful creative industries are facing chronic mental health problems and financial ruin as the lockdowns continue to bite. Because, every country is different. And in the UK, they're actually, I was talking to someone today in Manchester, and he felt as though they were a couple of weeks behind us, maybe 3 weeks behind us as far as vaccines and all of that. So it's, these chronic mental health problems are really, 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 of course, hurting the people around the world. It's hurting people, but it's really popped up there where it's noticeable, and there's been conversations about it. As to, if you have people that were making a living, they're not making a living, they're dealing with all that. Welcome to the pandemic, right? Because just so many people in the theater industry, think of Broadway in New York, so many young actors, etc., who, dancers, actors, choreographers, they thought maybe a few weeks, a month or whatever, but a year of not having a job, and you're in the cultural section of the world, in any part of the world, yep, it's going to be a very, very big hit. Absolutely. A huge hit. The FBI released new footage, security footage, as they're trying to uncover the identity of the person who placed pipe bombs outside of the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee headquarters that were discovered in D.C. on the day of the Capitol riot. Two pipe bombs near those headquarters were planted on January 5th, the night before the insurrection. The video has several angles from these surveillance cameras, and you get a clearer look at a masked person who's wearing a hood, and they move through these neighborhoods. And at one point, the person stops and wipes off the glasses, and then they sit down on a bench near the DNC. They did come up with the fact that the person was wearing Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoes in yellow, black, and gray, and had enhanced photos of them. They say the bombs were placed between 7:30 and 8:30 at night, the night before the insurrection. And they're trying to locate that person, trying to, you know, as more people are being arrested, they're offering rewards, etc., to the identity of whoever that is. In fact, it's a $100,000 reward for the identity of that person. The bombs were discovered within minutes of each other around 1 o'clock Eastern on January 6th, just around the time that the mob of supporters of the then-presidents descended on the Capitol building after a rally. And luckily they found those pipe bombs, because who knows what would have happened otherwise. Scary, scary, scary. Coming up, as we wrap up, we can count. Tatiana Pereira joins us from Down Under, and her book is Longer Lasting Mastery, How Do You Get Control of Your Energy? And as she would say, it's the biggest gift anyone can get, and it enables the person to be in control of their physical, mental, and emotional well-being, and it slows the aging process, increases physical fitness on all levels. She's a life coach, a hypnotherapist, and she definitely walks her talk. There's no question about that. That's coming up. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that any individual living or working in Alaska over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any state in the union. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol building, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. and another woman has come forward with accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Albany Times-Union reporting that the woman is accusing the governor of touching her inappropriately last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. This is USA Radio News. A surge of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border has included a large number of unaccompanied minors, with officials saying their numbers have tripled in the last few weeks. More than 3,000 have been held at federal border facilities. Jonathan Fahey is the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and tells Fox News that the border surge was predictable with the Biden administration's policies.
This is the same party that has been fighting to keep criminals in the country through the sanctuary city policy that has now become a federal policy. So, of course, this is predictable. If you say you could come to our country, commit crimes, even the most serious crimes, and still get to stay, what does that say to people that want to come to our country? It says we have an open border, we have amnesty, because as soon as you get here, you enjoy every right, privilege, and benefit that every American citizen enjoys. And the American citizens get reduced wages, and they bear all the costs.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Another edition of Odds and Ends. It's all about hotheads. It's about vaccines and passports and hacking. Did you hear it when you hear there's been a breach, there's been a hack? And then, of course, it's the big long tease. Well, was my information hacked? What are they talking about? This is a pretty big one, though. All right, first I want to talk about there's still royal rumbles going on because of the interview that Oprah did with Meghan Markle and Harry. So Piers Morgan, who is the big cheese in England, I'll say, although some people listening in the UK may disagree with me, but he's a voice in England. He's a co-host of ITV's Good Morning Britain, and he's a big-time critic of Meghan Markle. There's no question about it, so he never minces any words, and he kind of got called out on it when his fellow presenter, as they say in England, Alex Bresford, said that he couldn't take it anymore. And he stormed off the set. And, you know, that was that. And it was because they got into it about Meghan Markle. And his on-air partner said, has she said anything to you since she cut you off? And I don't think she has, but you continue to trash her. And so that's when he snapped. He said, okay, I'm done with this. Because that's what happened. Meghan Markle cut him off. She doesn't have any dialogue going on with Morgan. So, boom. But that's like the most tepid thing, honestly. Except for it makes for good TV, right? So if you're there and you're drinking your tea and you're watching, you're not expecting the big storm off. And he did. He stormed off like a baby. What a big baby. There's been all kinds of things happening. Like, is the Queen going to, supposedly the Queen has a statement. Is she going to read the statement? Everybody has a comment about whether the Prince Harry and especially Meghan Markle are they ungrateful? Should they have done that? And come on, did they know about the royal life? Give me a break. And then it's the opposite. Are you kidding? Mental health? The firm does nothing to help her? That's ridiculous. And so it was very intriguing. And more than 17 million people watched, which is very big, on CBS on Sunday. prime time. I'm thinking there's going to be more of Oprah. She certainly is a very, very incredible celebrity interviewer. I mean, she is. She just has the way of making guests feel comfortable, I think, and she has a connection to them, and it makes sense. She has a connection to anybody who's anybody, but that's a sidebar thing. The recollections of what's happened in the past with the royals and comparisons to Princess Diana and her tragic end, and did Harry escape? Did the prince escape? And I think we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. I do. I think we're going to hear more and more things that come out, and people will decide for themselves whether it's ridiculous or poppycock or whatever they think it is. Or you might be listening to me and saying, who cares? Maybe you just don't care. Maybe you really want to know about vaccinations and the fact that they're talking about these health passports. In fact, in China, they've issued a world first COVID vaccine passport. I mean, it's official. They're not talking about it. It's happening, and they plan to accept other countries' passes in a boost for travel. That's what they want to happen. So these vaccine health certificates are being used by passengers, and the Chinese health certificates show a user's vaccination status and recent coronavirus test results. And it is being dubbed as the world's first virus passport, with similar things that are being planned, of course, in the U.S. and Britain, the EU. And it's kind of a QR code-based digital certificate, which makes sense, right? You're walking around with your phone. And the idea is what the foreign ministry said there, that it's going to promote world economic recovery and facilitate cross-border travel, because that's the concern, you know, talking about the kind of world we had before with open borders as far as traveling is concerned, right? So China is saying that these passports are available for Chinese citizens to download on social media a platform they call WeChat, and they can use them to enter and leave the country. But so far, only 3.65% of China's population has been vaccinated. The U.S. is crushing it with, you know, almost 30%. I think it's interesting to watch, because I do believe there's going to be certainly a call for that, and we've heard that. Hackers, I hate this. I hate the whole hacking thing, right? It's, do you have to secure your data? You have to do all these things and jump through hoops for cybersecurity, and then you hold your breath when somebody who has your information, when it gets out there. So a group of hackers say they breached a massive trove of security camera data collected by Silicon Valley startup Verkada Inc. So that gave them access to live feeds of 150,000 surveillance cameras inside hospitals, companies, police departments, prisons, schools. Footage that was exposed included Tesla, Cloudflare, which is a software provider, and they were able to view video from inside women's health clinics, psychiatric hospitals. I mean, just sick. And just having the full video archive of all the customers. So think about that. In a video seen by Bloomberg, a Verkada camera inside a Florida hospital, Halifax Health, showed what appeared to be 8 hospital staffers tackling a man and pinning him to a bed. And then they put it on a website. And it said how a Florida healthcare provider easily updated and deployed a scalable HIPAA compliance security system. There was another video shot inside a Tesla warehouse in Shanghai. I hope I'm saying that right. That shows workers on an assembly line. The hackers say they got access to 222 cameras in Tesla's factories and warehouses. So, it might be Shanghai, but it's not spelled that way. So this is the information my buddy sent me. So we know it's in China. We know it's Tesla's warehouse. So there you go. I hate butchering names. I do. So there's all kinds of things that they have, and they're claiming credit for all kinds of things, too. And they say that there's lots of curiosity. They're fighting freedom of information and against intellectual property and blah, 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 blah. But, wow, that doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy, does it? So it wasn't the credit card ripoff, but it was a breach, a terrible breach. Psychiatric hospitals, are you kidding me? And some of the things that were revealed in that video. Yikes, right? Sad news, RIP, Roger Mudd, dead at 93, although 93 is a, you know, that's a life well lived. He was a longtime political correspondent, anchor for NBC, CBS, and he once, his claim to fame, I guess, or one of them anyway, is that he stumped Edward Kennedy by asking why he wanted to be president. So, dead at the age of 93, complications of kidney failure at his home in Virginia. That's a, he had a long career, 30 years on network TV, and back in the days, back in the hard-nosed news days, right, when things were a little bit different. Social media? What are you talking about, social media? No way. Yeah, he didn't have to deal with social media. This is interesting. Jumping, barking, and charging at White House staff? Who did that? Who would jump, bark, and charge? Well, it was Major. Major was sent home to Delaware after a biting incident. Yikes. I guess both pooches were sent home. So 3-year-old Major, who Biden and his wife adopted in November from an animal shelter, November of 2018, was being aggressive and was doing those things at the staff and security. And they said there was a biting thing that happened and involved a member of the security, but they didn't, you know, the information that was released, that was leaked, they didn't give big details on it, but it was serious enough for both dogs, 13-year-old Champ and the other, to be returned to their home last week. You know what it's called? Training. They're going to have to do more training. Oh, that would scare me if that happened, because, you know, I have the pooch. I've got, he's not a German Shepherd, and he's not a big dog. He's a medium dog, Guinness. He's half Irish Setter. And he's half, that's the crazy half, and then he's half Golden Retriever. And as long as he gets his energy out, he is a doll. And sometimes he wants to be more with people than I think he wants to be with fellow dogs. But anyway, how about that? Oof, wow. And then, you know, there is this. And the this is tremors, buildings rattling. A meteor exploded with a force of 440 pounds of TNT. So imagine that. It was streaking through the sky over Vermont on Sunday, and it was like this incredible light show, and it did cause those earth-shaking booms, and it burned through the atmosphere. I would love to have seen that, though. And they say that's you know, TNT feeling. And it smacked into the atmosphere 42,000 miles an hour, according to NASA. It appeared over the northern part of the state as a bright fireball. It happened before 6 o'clock, just before sunset. So the local news stations and were getting all kinds of calls from all over the state. Vermonters were describing this loud boom and body rattling vibration. And I'm sure they didn't know it was a meteor, but they quickly, as soon as it was uncovered, revealed it. But eyewitness accounts say it was just this fireball that was over Mount Mansfield State Forest. It's just east of Burlington. I actually know where it is. It's the state's largest city. And then it was 33 miles northeast toward the Canadian border, and it was just a crazy shockwave, a result of that shockwave is a result of the meteor fracturing due to atmospheric pressure. That's what happens. Wow. That'd be wild. It'd be wild to feel it. Maybe it would freak you out. But to actually see it in the sky, that would be something else. All right, hang with us. We're going to introduce you to a very special lady who could be a game changer for you. So hang on. She's coming up next in our author's corner as we go across the world once again. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This time around in Author's Corner, we go to Sydney, Australia, for a conversation with Tatiana Pereira. And boy, I'll tell you what, she is a dynamo. We talked off the air, and there's almost anything, as she said to me, that she couldn't really help people with and has that genuine heart to do that, except for mathematics, maybe. Her book is called Longer Lasting Mastery. Tatiana, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, you're interesting because you've been a counselor, a life coach, a spiritual development teacher. You've done yoga. You scuba dive now. You're a fitness person. You've done ballet. You really, and I'm only scratching the surface, have done so many things. And that's why you're a master at, I think, what people want, and that's to be happy and feel balanced. And that's what I get from my conversation with you, and that's what I get from the book. So tell us about Longer Lasting Mastery. Give us like a sneak peek of what we could expect.
Well, Longer Lasting Mastery is of course, the name of my book, but as well as that, it touches and goes into all the levels of mastering your energy. Generally speaking, people are out of control of the energy in their body. For example, you know, when we've got an emotional situation, somebody said something to you and, you know, it makes you feel awful, it makes you feel down, and you're walking around with that. That's an energy. That's an emotional energy. And sometimes people, when they don't know what to do with it, they will take a drug, or they will try to drink or something like that, or they will distract themselves by going to all the distractions like shopping and all the different versions of diversions and distractions. But when you know how to control that energy, you can literally go, okay, I've got this coming on right now. And what to do about it is you literally sit and go, oh, okay, let me feel it, because this is not going to take, you know, 2 weeks or 2 days for this feeling to go. If you stay with it, that feeling will stay there for a while until it passes, quite literally like a wave. And if you can just stay with it and bear with it, that feeling passes, and then you go, oh, gee, that feels better. And then you can get up and do other things. So that's just the emotional level of it. A lot of people do fitness and do running around in a way of getting, boosting that energy up, which is good, which is literally like a start. And you can do that on so many levels. It's not just rowing. It's not just what I do, scuba diving. But you can do things like running. You can do tennis. You can do yoga. You can do so many clubs that are available today. A friend of mine, she's heaps younger than me. She's in her 30s, and she does knitting. And all these things lift your energy. So it's like the emotional part of you that starts to lift your energy. And I'll give you an example. Here's a very, very good example. A long time ago, I had a friend of mine that felt that her husband wasn't paying her very much attention. And she sort of came to me and she said, oh, you know, he's womanizing, he's going on to other women. And she said, what do I do? And I said, okay, what I'm going to tell you to do, you have to follow. Now, what you do first is, I said to her, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. What do you do for yourself? And she kind of went blank and she went, well, you know, I just take care of him. I said, no, for you. What do you do for you? And so she couldn't even respond. And I said, you've got to find an activity that you really enjoy doing, you know, whether it's baking or whether it's, you know, pottery, whatever it is, find something you really, really like to do and start doing it. Because as soon as you start doing it, your attention has left him. It creates a gap. Suddenly the man goes, oh, gee, her attention isn't on me anymore. And he goes to try and find out what has happened. Okay? So I came back to her a few weeks later and I said, how are you going? And their relationship had completely come back again. And I said, what did you do? And she said, I've got quite a few girlfriends. We started meeting and exchanging recipes and making biscuits and all this sort of thing. And he started wondering where I had disappeared to. So that's just a little hint for you ladies out there on don't hound your man. Don't sort of go after him. Men don't like to really be chased. They are the ones who like to do the chasing. The first step in any communication with your woman or with a relationship is actually connection. And men don't have the connection with themselves. So whatever you don't have with yourself, you cannot have that with your partner. Men are generally disconnected from themselves because they use sex to release stress. The heart part of them is disconnected. So if we have a think about it, there's something like, the percentage is something like approximately one woman to between 50 and 80 men who have triple bypass surgery. Okay? So in America, when I have American clients, and I said, oh, you know, there's something like 25,000 men in America who have triple bypass surgery. And some of the guys look at me, they go, oh, no, try double that figure. Because what about the men who haven't made it? What about the men who are still waiting? What about the men who have a double bypass or quadruple bypass? Now, when do we think of women having triple bypass surgery? Well, of course women have heart problems, yes, and it's usually emotionally connected, whereas with men it's more stress connected. And so with men, the heart problems or the prostate problems. The prostate problems are because men are using sex to release stress. Now, suddenly their wife has menopause, or suddenly they're traveling a lot and they just haven't got that time. So the sexual energy is suppressed, the prostate starts to enlarge. They're pretending, they're not being very much aware of it, they're in denial, and this is a lot of the problem with men. Or with the heart, men get very anxious and start to worry about their business, and it's always about the businessmen. They start to worry about their business or their relationship at home. And, oh, you know, my wife this or my wife, or she doesn't love me. And because a lot of people are very attached. They're very attached to their security side of life. Like, for example, women, you know, the children have grown up and then they're like, oh, well, they're so attached to their children that they haven't developed any interest that they're doing outside their family. They haven't got anything for themselves. And this is why a lot of women get very, very tired. And this is why men stray. The woman's tired, she's looking after children, she's not doing anything for herself to bring that joy out. So we need to connect to that joy part of us. So that's the physical, mental, emotional, male sexuality, female sexuality, health and fitness, conscious and the subconscious and the divine state. It's the divine state within us from where all our energy comes. Have a think about it. Do you ever sort of stop and go, okay, I've just eaten now, all right, stomach, start digesting my food. Or, okay, stop, let me see, hair, please grow a bit longer. Or let me see, oh, I've got all this hair under my arms, come on, hair under my arms, stop growing. No, we don't do any of that. That happens automatically. Yeah. So what part of you is doing it? Okay? So that's the connection to your divine state. Now, you don't need to bring a religion into it. People who are religious, they'll call that by a name, but a lot of people are atheists. A lot of people are different religions. There's a lot of clashes with religions. So we'll leave that out of it because every single religion is about belief, okay? But we don't believe that the sun is out there. We don't believe in the weather. We don't believe that there's rain. That's a fact. So the divine state within us is part of you. The same way as your nationality, the same way as your parentage and where you live and your profession. It's a part of you. So the divine state is just a very higher level of consciousness that we're generally not connected to. And that's why people do meditation, because they connect to that higher level of consciousness. Now, have you noticed that people who do meditation, they're healthier?
Yes, boy, that is so, so true. Tatiana, we could talk to you all day. We're almost out of time. Just quickly, you've nailed it. I mean, you really have. Bring the joy. I mean, you summed it all up in all parts. What do you hope when people take away from reading the book that they can quickly find what they want? You have the kind of book that you can take pieces of the book, don't you?
That's right. I always say to people, look, when you buy the book, this is not a book to read from cover to cover, okay? This is a book that you open and you go, okay, what's on this page? Oh, gee, this is interesting. Or go to the table of contents and go, oh, okay, what would I like to read about? Because I've made my table of contents quite a few pages. So every chapter is only about 2 or 3 pages. So it specifically talks about a specific thing. So I don't go on and on and on and on about a particular topic. It's all about information for you so you can easily access the part that you want to know more about. And there is a lot of information there about how to please a woman, how to activate a woman, how to get the woman more connected to you, how to get more pleasure out of your bedroom performance, out of the two of you, how to approach one another. So it's all there. So look at the table of contents and pick whichever you like. Wow, okay, I love that.
Yeah,
okay, put the book away. And then the next day or the day after, do the same thing again.
Longer Lasting Mastery, Tatiana Pereira, thank you so much for joining us.
And it's on Amazon.
Absolutely, get it on Amazon. We always say that, so certainly we know that. So Tatiana, thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.